Roger, I want to take a couple of minutes here today in Kansas City at this NAFB Trade Talk to visit with you. And I want to look, first of all, at the election. We're going to see some big changes in Congress after the first of the year.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, from an organization standpoint, how do you approach those changes?
Well, we begin pretty basically. A lot of new members of Congress are coming in. We've already put plans in place to put together briefing packets on what's important to us, and especially with a new farm bill coming at us, a lot of those issues. We have plans in place to meet with every one of the new members of Congress, sit down and talk about our issues, our priorities, try and bring them up to speed on who we are and what we believe in and why. And then we will focus more heavily, especially in the House, on the House Agriculture Committee, because the turnover there is enormous. And you'll have a whole bunch of new members coming in who've never been involved in writing a farm bill. Chairman Lucas is saying that he's not in a hurry to rewrite the farm bill, which is, you know, that's a pace difference between where Chairman Peterson was. He was in a hurry to get something done because he believed that budget reconciliation was going to happen and we needed to be ready for it. That's likely, I think, given the makeup of the Congress and given the the depth of the recession that we remain in as a country and the concern about budget deficits and all those sorts of things, there will be, I think, a very major push to do something that members of Congress can say was a real attempt to deal with the budget deficit. So all those things say money's going to be very tight and education's going to be very important. And setting priorities is going to be at the top of the list. You're not going to be in a position where you're going to get everything. So we better figure out what's the most important and what's not as important and make that case to these new members.
Is National Farmers Union comfortable with slowing the process down?
Well, I don't think there's a whole lot of choice. Farm bills have a history of taking a lot longer than folks expected at the outset anyway. So, we're going to be comfortable with whatever the process is, because you have to be comfortable with the process. And I think, on the one hand, we are going to slow down the policy-making writing of the next farm bill. But at the same time, if we've got a budget reconciliation that's coming at us, we're going to be rewriting a farm bill in the context of money. Well, that's the driver in virtually all the farm bill policies anyway. So I'm not sure this process is going to be slowed down as much as a lot of folks would like to think it will be, because the other thing to keep in mind is that this next farm bill has 37 programs that have no baseline funding going forward. That's $9 to $10 billion of money that is currently in programs that will have no money in the next farm bill. So we're going to have to figure out, if we want to keep those programs, where you're going to get that money from. So it's not going to be easy to just rubber stamp the existing farm program and say we want it, because if you do that, you lose all of the energy programs. None of them have baseline going forward. And they are critical to continuing to try and get these second and third generation biofuel projects off the ground. This is still very new technology. It's still very expensive technology. It clearly needs public support and a consistency of policy for the long term in order for folks to make those significant financial investments. So we're going to argue very passionately that those programs need to be continued to provide the support for that industry, which, you know, most folks across rural America, I think, would acknowledge that the ethanol industry has been one of the best rural development issues that's ever come along in the history of rural America. It's really revitalized a lot of communities. And most people would also agree that we probably don't have a lot of additional ability to do huge gains in ethanol coming from corn starch. The Congress, when it established the Renewable Portfolio Standard, it demanded that the bulk of all that new biofuels is going to come from advanced biofuels and cellulosic ethanol, not from corn-based. So you got that requirement on the one hand, and on the other hand, you've got no support for getting that new industry off the ground and running. And so that needs to be reconciled. It's very important. Permanent disaster is another one of those that we were very strong supporters of in the current farm bill. The last debate we had on it, it has no baseline going forward. So it's going to be about the money more than anything else.
Energy going to be one of the National Farmers Union priority areas then?
Yes, I would say farm bill is probably at the top of our list. But concurrent with that is energy. Because of a lot of the issues I've already talked about with renewable fuels, but the renewable electricity standard, which we've been strong advocates for many, many years, stalled in Congress. The wind industry in the last year has really taken a nosedive. You're not seeing near the development of new wind projects across the country. You've got major manufacturing plants that have closed, significant layoffs occurring, and it's because we don't have a consistent long-term policy in this country on the use of wind energy and other sorts of electrical generation renewable projects to get on the grid. And, you know, it's been sustained through this point by these additional spending programs, you know, that Congress pumped in order to try and keep the economy afloat. And those tax credits that are so important and grants, actually, to get these wind projects up and running, they pretty much all go away now. And so they need to be extended, and we need to have... We believe very strongly we need to have the certainty of a renewable electricity standard so that people that are considering making these investments know that there's a long-term policy that's going to support the investments on the federal government.
Well, Roger, we sure appreciate you being able to spend a few minutes with us to talk about some very key critical issues facing agriculture.
Happy to do it.